When we talk about mental toughness, most people picture grit and grind. But one of the most powerful performance tools is gratitude. Research shows that thankfulness doesn't just make you happier, it helps you handle stress, helps you bounce back faster, and stay calm under pressure. Today, we'll unpack why gratitude works and shares one simple practice that you can start right now to strengthen both your mind and your heart. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. So I figure, it's Thanksgiving month. We're in the, I think when this is released, this will be the second week of November. Sure. We'll go with that. It's the week before Thanksgiving. I know that much. And so what I want to talk about here is the power of gratitude. Specifically, not just how it helps performance, but well-being and how it affects your overall mental toughness and resilience as a human to have a gratitude practice. Now, there's a ton of science behind gratitude and why it matters. In fact, if you're curious, there's a fantastic book called Thanks by Robert Emmons that dives into all of the research. It's very readable, very meant for, the everyday person. And in it, he shares a lot of the research behind why gratitude is important. So not only does it help build optimism, but it improves your sleep, your immune functioning, right? The act and the practice of being grateful for the things in your life is really important because what it does is it trains your brain to notice the good, to notice what's right, to notice the things around you that are good and helpful and strong, instead of just focusing on what's wrong, which helps create that mental balance, especially during pressure and setbacks for your young athletes trying to perform well in their sport. Okay. Now, the reason this is so important, and I've talked about this a little bit in another episode, but our brains are hardwired with what's called negativity bias. All right. The negativity bias is just our brain's natural tendency to notice and remember negative things. Now, again, it serves a purpose, right? It helps keep us safe. It helps us notice danger. It helps us notice when our hunter-gatherer days that, all right, my buddy ate those berries and he died. So I need to remember that. That negative death from eating the berries means don't eat those, right? So it served a purpose. The negativity bias is not a bad thing. The problem is that for many of us in today's world where we have access to stupid amounts of information, doom scrolls, and all this kind of stuff, as well as trained algorithms. I've read something, and I apologize, I don't remember where I read it, but something like headlines that a negative headline gets 60% more clicks than a positive headline for a news story. And so our brain is hardwired to notice and pay attention to and seek out negative information. However, from a well-being standpoint, from a resilience standpoint, beyond keeping us safe, that doesn't really serve a purpose for us because we start seeing threat and danger in things where it doesn't exist. And if you're overly focused, if your negativity bias is turned on so high that you're unable to see what's good, you're missing opportunities for joy, for happiness, for connection with other people in your life. And we know the driving force of human well-being is connection. We want to be, it's a basic psychological need to feel connected and related to other people and to a sense of purpose. And so by creating a gratitude practice for yourself, you're helping balance out that negativity bias. Not that you're making it go away, again, because it's hardwired and we need it, but you're bringing balance, right? You're bringing more of a, I'm going to say balance again, but you're training your brain to recognize when the negativity bias is not needed and to see the good and the joy and the happiness in your environment, in your life. Okay. So practicing gratitude not only helps your well-being, but it also helps with performance. So I want you to imagine an athlete who just made a big error in the game, right? That allowed either a run to score, a basket to be had, whatever sport you're playing. When an athlete understands gratitude and how to practice seeking the good, they're able to recover faster from failure and keep things in perspective, which enables them to come out of slumps more quickly, enables to bounce back more quickly because they're able to recognize, all right, that one bad moment doesn't dictate my whole experience. They can remember, they can, because they've trained their brain, they can think about, okay, I'm going to get back on defense and just be a good teammate. Or I'm going to remember the way my teammate just cheered for me and said, hey, I'll pick you up. No worries. So training our athletes to notice the good, again, not make it up. We'll talk about that here in a minute, but to notice what's already there is super powerful. So again, how that might help young athletes is it's rewiring their brain away from the negativity. Okay. And really what gratitude does, in particular, looking for good things, practicing your gratitude, helps build mental toughness because it shifts your focus away from frustration and more towards growth. For example, as an athlete, if you did make a mistake, you're able to, with gratitude, train your brain toward what gain from this? What value can I gather? How can I learn and grow and develop from this mistake or this setback? Which again encourages acceptance, creates a perspective that one failure does not constitute that I am a failure. And this idea of acceptance and perspective are two core resilience skills that we need as a human to be successful, right? As we move into adulthood, as we move into just being a good friend, a good teammate, all those things. So, for example, let's say a tennis player just lost a close match. She recognizes that in being able to be grateful, she can recognize, hey, I got to test my focus today in tough moments. I got to test my limits. I got to challenge myself against a really tough opponent. And so it changes the flavor of how you reflect on your experience, whether it was a success or a failure. Okay. If somebody was successful, let's say that same tennis player was in a really tough match and won. Now they can, same with gratitude. Oh, what a great experience that was to test my abilities and to see that I could handle tough moments like that and overcome. All right. And so the process is the same for success or failure, or just everyday moments, training our brain to notice and see what's good. Okay. So I want to introduce you to a very simple gratitude practice that is called the three good things exercise. Now, this three good things exercise, there's a lot of research behind it. And what it is essentially, it's simple. One, notice good things around you. Okay. Good things in your day, about the people in your life, about moments that you had, opportunities that were provided for you. Okay. Good things can be anything from ordinary moments, like getting a good parking spot, or you went to the vending machine and you put in, you're trying to get your Cheetos and it gave you two bags instead of one. Ordinary stuff. It could be extraordinary moments. Extraordinary moments are things like big life events, you know, being offered a scholarship, having a baby, getting married, right? The big moments in life. And typically those don't happen all that often, right? That's because they're extraordinary, extraordinary, right? They don't happen all that frequently, but they still count as good stuff. Other good things might include something you appreciate about another person. Okay. I always tease that the reason I'm so chill and not a very much of a worrywart is because my mother does all of my worrying for me. And I know she's eventually going to listen to this episode. I love you, Mom. But she's a bit of a worrywart, and that's okay. But she does all my worrying for me, so I don't have to do that. And I appreciate that about her because if that was gone someday, like, God, I would miss that. I would miss that my mom having moments where, what about this and what about that and what if it doesn't go well? So, what you appreciate about other people could be something that you're grateful for. Okay. This could be your good thing, could be something that you're looking forward to. It doesn't even have to have happened yet. Maybe you're looking forward to an awesome tournament that you're getting ready to go to, or a vacation you're getting ready to go on, or we're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving-ish. The amazing turkey you're getting ready to eat, or maybe you have a trip planned, or you're going to go visit family, or something along those lines, right? So, your good stuff, there's a lot of things that count as good things. Okay. Again, ordinary, extraordinary, something about your people you like, something about interpersonal relationships, a future event. It could also be something, and this will initially sound a little weird, but give it a moment here. So it's called downward social comparison. And what I mean by this is that you, let's say you're walking down the street and you see a homeless person. They are in a worse off situation than you. And by downward social comparison, what we mean is you're noticing that person who's less fortunate than you, and you're not thinking less of them, but it causes you to reflect and be grateful for what you have. For example, wow, I am so grateful I have a roof over my head, that I know where my next meal is coming from, that I have a warm clothes and heating and all that kind of stuff. Downward social comparison is taking the opportunity that when you see somebody who's less fortunate than you, using that as a springboard to reflect on what you have. Okay. So there's lots of things that could count as good stuff, but the important thing is to notice them. Now, some of you may be aware, I teach for the Army, I teach soldiers about resilience. And this is one of the skills that we practice every morning in our 2-week course. And we have a name for it because, of course, it's Army and we name something different. We call it hunt the good stuff. Now, the reason we call it hunt is that verb is chosen very purposefully because sometimes the good stuff is just there and present and it's easy to tap into. It's easy to notice, it's easy to see. Other days are harder than others. And sometimes you have to hunt and seek it out. You got to really be deliberate as if you were hunting a deer, right? You got to find the tracks, you got to go ch chase it down, you got to find it. Okay. So when I say three good things exercise, I want you to know that some days it might be harder than others. And the more you practice it, the easier it is to notice and see those good things. So it might be difficult for you at the beginning, and that's okay. But the more you train it, the easier it gets. Okay, so that's the first part of the three good things exercise is noticing the good stuff. You have to see it, you have to acknowledge it. But that's not what creates the gratitude. What creates the gratitude is the reflection. And what I mean by reflection is once you've noticed the good thing, taking an opportunity to ask yourself, why is this good thing for me? How has it helped me in my life? What value does this add? What makes this something that I'm grateful for? There are some specific questions like, how could I get more of this good thing? Who contributed to this good thing? What do I appreciate about this good thing, right? But the point is, you're spending time thinking and reflecting on that good thing. And it's in the reflection, it's in the thinking about that good thing that we start to generate the emotion of gratitude, okay? Because our thoughts drive our consequences. And so if you are thinking about things you're grateful for and deliberating and dwelling on them and savoring them like you would your favorite meal, you're spending time in that emotion of gratitude, which is what gives us all those health benefits and helps rewire our brain, helps us sleep better, helps us calm down, helps us deal with pressure more effectively. Okay. The experience has an undoing effect on our body and helps turn off that stress response. Okay. And so this skill of three good things is, in fact, a very simple tool. Notice the thing, reflect on the thing, okay? But just because it's simple doesn't always mean it's easy. And what research has found is that typically this goes better when you make a journal, when you write it down, or you share this good thing with other people, because that helps you linger in that reflection a little bit longer, okay? So what I'm going to ask of you all listening to this episode is, I encourage you for the next 7 days. So the episodes get released on Mondays. So until next Monday, right? Daily, I want you to notice three good things in your day and take an opportunity to literally write down what were those good things and reflect on them. Write a short sentence or two. You don't have to write an essay, but a short sentence or two that reminds you, enables you to spend time in that gratitude. Okay. If writing is not your jam, maybe as a family you decide that this is going to be our practice in the car on the way home from school, or as we drive to practice, or as we go to bed, or dinner table conversation. Okay. But what I want you to do is just make sure that you are intentional about practicing this for 7 days. And I'd love to, you can comment below and tell me how it's going. And I'm going to check in with you next week on our next episode and see how it's going. Okay. So doing this for the next 7 days, the next week, quite frankly, the next 2 weeks, go all the way through Thanksgiving. But I'll be sharing another opportunity for you next week. But thinking about for the athletes listening to this, maybe consider so that we're taking this back to sports, is thinking about maybe have one of your gratitude good things be about your sports participation, maybe a game you just played or a good practice you had or a good lesson that you had. So maybe a sports gratitude and a life gratitude each day. Okay. And for parents, you do you. I would maybe also recommend something sport related, like something you appreciate about the coaches working with your kids, or an area of growth or effort that you witnessed in your child, an opportunity to for them to show character, something along those lines. So again, not just focus on outcomes, but maybe you enjoyed watching your child compete hard and win a game, something along those lines. Okay. So for both parents and athletes, maybe do a sports and life one. Okay. So again, a take-home message here is that gratitude is not about ignoring the hard things that happen in life. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff. What it is that even though those bad things are there, it's remembering that good stuff is also present and training your brain to notice that too. We don't want to ignore the hard stuff because you need to deal with those things. We don't, right? We don't want to be delusional. That's not helpful. We don't want to be in denial. But we want to bring balance. So in tough times, also training yourself to look for good things too. And the more you practice it in good times, the more you practice it now, you've trained your brain to do it so that when you are going through a hard time, it's much easier to do the skill. All right. So that is a little bit of science and research about gratitude and a specific gratitude practice, the three good things exercise that you can use moving forward. All right. So before we dive into our discussion prompts today, I want to kindly ask that if you are enjoying car ride conversations for sports families, I'd be so grateful. See me practicing gratitude. If you would take a moment to either leave a review or share this episode with someone. By sharing it with somebody, you're helping me word of mouth spread this podcast to more people. By sharing a review, it's doing the same thing. It moves the episodes and the podcast up higher into people's search results as you get more reviews. So if you could help me do that, would be fantastic. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, let's dive into our conversation. Reminder of our rules, there are no wrong answers. Let's take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize those distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and have some conversation, or you can just listen to all of the questions and discuss whatever your heart desires. All right. So let's dive into our first question, diving right into some gratitude. What is one thing that went right for you today, big or small? Let's start training that gratitude. Our next question, thinking about people, who is someone on your team or at school that you are grateful for and why? Okay. And parents, for you, this could be a work team or someone from work or from your family. Okay. But who is someone on your team or at school or work that you're grateful for? And why? What do they bring? Why? Okay. Our next question. What challenge are you thankful for because it taught you something? And what I mean by that is really thinking back to when was either a moment of setback, a moment of hardship, maybe a mistake that you made or a failure moment that you had, that looking back on it now with 2020 hindsight, you're like, wow, while I didn't enjoy it, but I'm grateful it happened because here's what I learned, or here's how I grew, or it helped me see that this person in my life is truly a great person or somebody that I need to have in my life type of thing. So what is that challenge or adversity that you experienced, and what did you learn from it? Why are you grateful that looking back on it now that it happened? All right. And the final question, this is for everybody, of course, but specifically for the families listening to this podcast, is I guess if your teammates too, and your team sports team, how can you remind each other to notice the three good things this week specifically, since that's my quote unquote assignment for you all, right? But in general, how could you help each other remember to hunt out and seek out those three good things? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you want to keep this gratitude streak going, please consider joining my free 30-day gratitude challenge inside the Toughness Trainer app. I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go right to it. But also, if you just go to your app store, either Apple or Android, whichever your jam is, just search Toughness Trainer and you can download. It looks like a little silhouette of a head with a dumbbell in it, mental strength, right? Get it? Okay. But you can download the app for free, sign up for a free profile, and you can start the 30-day challenge directly in the app. Okay. So give that a shot. Start retraining your brain. If you are looking for additional weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations to help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalm.com. clutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have suggestions for new topics that you would like to hear me discuss or talk about on this podcast, there is a link in the show notes to send me your ideas and contact me directly. You can also DM me at VAlstonCoaching on either Facebook or Instagram. And I look forward to hearing from you and to keep these conversations going. Have a great time practicing your gratitude this week. See you later.